Treasure Valley housing market is coming off its hottest summer in years. In July, Ada County home sales were up nearly 40% over July of 2012. The average price was up about 20%. It all points to a market that's recovering from the housing bust of just a few years ago. But there's one aspect of the industry that has not been so quick to recover: new home construction. When the housing market was at its worst just a few years ago, a glut of homes for sale made it a buyer's dream.
At its height, we had over 5,000 homes actively listed for sale here in the Valley. By January of this year, we had 1,600.
Mark Lebowitz is the head of the Ada County Association of Realtors. He says what was once an excess of homes for sale has now flipped and turned into what people in his line of work consider a shortage.
We typically define a balanced market, sort of evenly treating buyers and sellers, as having a six-month inventory. Right now it's below three.
When the number of homes for sale dips that low, Lebowitz says it breeds desperation in buyers. And that led to a sort of recklessness that Lebowitz says he heard about often over the summer.
So I'll give you a multiple offer. Then I'll give you an offer that says I'll beat any offer you get by $500 or $1,000. Then I saw, I'll offer you whatever you want, and I'll waive the appraisal. That's how desperate I am to get a house for my family by a certain day.
This happened, Lebowitz says, because in most cases, existing homes were a buyer's only option. That's because despite low inventory, there aren't many new homes coming onto the market. In July of 2006, just before the housing bubble burst, buyers could choose from nearly 2,400 new homes in the Treasure Valley. This summer, they had less than 1,000. But one place where new homes are getting built is the Avamore development along Highway 55 north of Eagle. Workers use a crane to lift up a pallet of sheetrock into the front of a new home that's under construction. Dan Richter is in charge of the project. He drives around the community's first phase. He says Avamore basically went dark during the housing crunch, but as the market's recovered, sales have picked up.
The last 2 years, we've doubled sales each year. Next year, I anticipate probably coming close to doubling this year's sales.
Richter says the lack of new home choices in the Boise area continues to send buyers to his relatively remote development. The surge in sales has Richter again thinking the ultimate vision for Avamore, a 35-square-mile project complete with schools, shopping, and healthcare, is attainable. But Richter's optimism is tempered by one thing right now: the labor market.
If I sold 200 homes, I couldn't get them built because we don't have the labor force in the Valley any longer. For a while, I was building a house in 60 days. Now I'm up to 90 days to build it, mainly because of labor shortages. The trades have more work than they can handle right now.
Construction jobs disappeared when the bottom fell out of the housing market. According to the labor tracking company Economic Modeling Specialist International, there were nearly 3,000 residential building jobs in southwestern Idaho in 2006. Today, there's about 1,200. John Seidel is a home builder and the president of a regional trade group. He says two electricians he used to work with on a regular basis are good examples of the decline. One went to work for Boise State University, the other for Micron. Seidel says such defections have led to big changes for home builders like him.
And let's see, in 07, I think we built 37 homes. And so now we're comfortable doing about 10 to 12 a year.
Seidel says even if there were enough workers to build a lot of homes right now, there's another shortage taking place that would limit companies like his. Just like the labor force, the industry that supplies materials to builders has also gotten too small.
You know, no one keeps doors in stock anymore. They have to be ordered from the factory. So, you know, this kind of just-in-time inventory where everybody really skinnied down, now we're having to wait a long time to get product just because it's not available.
Seidel thinks the shortages will start to subside as more people see building homes as a way to make a living again and more companies see there's increasing demand for their materials. But no one is predicting new home construction will reach pre-crash levels anytime soon. In Ada County, new home permits issued last month were only about a quarter of those issued in September of 2006. That means that most home buyers will continue to buy existing homes, and those interested in a new home will have fewer choices and have to wait longer for it to get built.